This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I almost forgot. I bought some magazines. Do you want to just flip to the center section? Well, this is the female form, and they have focused on the breasts, which are used primarily to feed young infants, and also in foreplay.
Right.
This is Hustler, and this is a much more exotic magazine. Now, they have decided to focus more on the pubic region, right. The whole groin area.
Uh-huh.
Look at the expression on her face. You see that? See what she's doing? She's kind of looking right into your eyes, saying, "Hey, big boy. Hey, how you doing?" You see?
Right.
Shaved is a magazine I'm not too familiar with. But again, if you flip to the center section, well, you see the detail that they go into in this picture
mm-hmm.
here. It almost looks like a tropical plant or something underwater.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show. Tied forever at the kneecaps, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
There's only one requirement. You got to be a fat girl.
Be a fat girl for what, honey?
You're listening to the ramblings of a moron.
Damn right about that.
Uh-oh. Yes, sir! I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
Uh-oh, Chongo.
Is everybody happy?
Hey, where's the uh-oh, Chongo?
Uh-oh, Chongo!
There it is. For the tide.
All right, we're back.
Because you're mine.
I walk the line.
I walk the line.
The line.
Line. Line.
Al Roker, I do the line. I do the line.
Loved it. Mark Trout and I both been doing lines all day.
Yeah, that's great.
Wow.
I finally got to see part of Walk the Line. It's been on HBO forever.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. What do you think?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure, he's Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure, she's June Carter.
Mm-hmm. He's Johnny Cash, and I'm Michael Stipe from R.E.M. How you doing?
Looking good.
How you doing?
I like your hair.
What's the frequency, Kenneth? All right, anywho. So we're out this weekend running a bunch of errands, and we go to Office Depot.
What do they sell there?
Well, Mike, they sell sneakers,
uh-huh.
and they sell peanut. It's primarily sneakers and peanut butter.
Oh, really? If that's all they sell, then you get a good discount.
We need both.
Are there trains that come in there?
Being that it's
a depot.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderfully. I got a free magazine subscription.
Oh, wonderful.
I wasn't talking about that.
I'm doing great. Never better.
You're funny.
Oh, yeah, I'm funny.
You're funny.
See, I entertain even when the microphones are off, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Don't we all do that? That's a good show.
That is a good show.
You can't even mention that?
No.
Why? Just someone's good fortune.
Well, I'm happy for them. Couldn't be happier.
Well, that's nice.
Somebody bought a house.
You know, that's not violating anything. I'm just happy.
I don't think it is.
Happy.
You're happy. You're happy.
Happy that my ex-wife bought a new house.
How many does she have now?
Two. And
couldn't
be happier.
No wonder you are jumping up and clicking your heels together.
Yes.
Like Darby O, what's his name? And the
Darby O'Gill.
That's right.
People, yeah. Couldn't be happier.
That's Mike was just telling us. He's on top of the world. Are you going to play the lottery today?
I am. Going to play Mega Millions, but that's tomorrow night. It's tomorrow night.
Play today, win tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. That's for sure.
Excuse me.
I'm going to do that as soon as I can.
All right. So,
as we say in life,
yes,
it is what it is.
Uh-huh. Sure is, Mike.
It's just the way you have to look at it
That's
sometimes.
Right.
It is what it is.
Well, you seem to be rolling with it.
In the words of Jesus, as he was taken to the top of the mountain during the Last Supper of the Ecclesiastes,
where are we going?
He said, "What choice do I have?"
That's right.
He said that?
No, let's quote the Bible. The quote was, "What do you need two houses for?"
Now, that's not right.
He didn't say
it's not.
Jesus,
I never said anything of
that.
The kind. I never said anything of the kind.
Well,
it's not my place. It's not my place to.
I understand. I understand.
None of my business, to be honest with you.
Free country.
Have no control over that situation. Have no control over that situation.
As I said to you when you told me, it's a buyer's market.
It is.
It's a good time. Good time.
That it is. That it is. Yeah.
It's a good time to buy real estate.
Yep. That it is.
Well, that's a plus.
That it is.
I don't know why you look down on the good fortune of others, Mike.
Now, see, now there you're mischaracterizing me.
I'm sorry,
I am. How could you possibly have gotten that signal from
me? Let me do a 180 on that.
Please do.
I'm sorry. You're happy for the joy of others.
Always.
That comes with the ownership of a second home.
Absolutely. Couldn't be more happy.
It's good to see people do well.
Amen. All right, that's enough. We're done.
Okay. All right, well, I thought that perhaps you would like a moment just to
I appreciate you giving me that.
It's very much like a dog shaking off after after you've hosed it down.
Mm-hmm. She got a house. I got a magazine subscription.
Good magazine.
I interrupted though. You were talking about that new store that the new chain called Office Depot.
You didn't interrupt at all, Mike.
I didn't. Well, I didn't mean to. Certainly,
no, you did not. It's the awkward pauses.
Sometimes those are good.
That I enjoy the most.
Say so much.
Sometimes those are very, very, very good.
All right. So, anywho, we go to Office Depot.
Right.
And like everybody, we're in there to buy the same crap. Although when I go to Office Depot, man, I go to Sharpie heaven because they got all shapes, all sizes. I'm a Sharpie fanatic, as you know. I got big ones, small ones. Pink ones, peach-colored ones, yes, the metallic ones.
Glow-in-the-dark, do you have the
glow-in-the-dark ones? Got it, Buzz. Yeah. Oh. Got the day glow kind, got it all. It's beautiful.
Do you use all of them? Or do you collect?
No, I use them. I use them until they're good and worn out.
Okay.
Just like women.
Use them until they dry out.
It's hard to find a good Sharpie.
Yes.
That keeps, first off, it's incredibly tight. Point.
That's right.
Do you buy another one of the exact same color if you already have one that's brand new?
One.
If only I could do with women like I do with Sharpies.
Right.
I buy them by the box, Mike.
Oh, you do? Okay. All right. So you never run out then?
Right.
Well, you do that with a lot of things that you enjoy.
I like storing.
You hoard.
Yes. That's an ugly word, but I like to say that I store.
I think it's descriptive. I don't think it's ugly.
Anyway, we go to the store, and I'm in my little Sharpie part. And I've got that little faggoty basket they have if you don't want to have the cart. Janet's walking around with somewhere else. I'm just with that little faggoty basket, like doing my very gay Sharpie shopping, when suddenly I notice by the checkout, there is a serious ruckus. There is one woman yelling at another woman, and immediately I think, where's Janet?
Right.
She's nowhere to be found. Whew. Nowhere to be found. She's way across the store.
She was checking on the Office Depot restroom to make sure nobody had gone on the floor.
Although, I must say that, again, it does involve the body, and even though she wasn't directly involved in any way, I've got to wonder what it is about Janet that brings this out in people. So anyway, we're just doing our shopping, and I hear the ruckus, and I walk over, and it's two women that are going at each other. I mean, verbally, they're screaming at each other.
Really?
And
screaming?
I mean, in a loud voice.
Okay.
One of the women has a stroller and has a baby. Okay, hold on, Buzz.
Okay.
And the other woman is like an uptight business lady.
Right.
Who wants to buy her stuff. And at first, I thought it was just a fight about maybe the lady with the baby not moving fast enough through the line. I find out what it is while they were waiting in line, the woman is breastfeeding her baby.
Yeah.
And the type A lady behind her didn't like it.
Oh.
And apparently when she said something like, excuse me, it's rude to do this in public, because as they were recanting it, she said, I was very polite when I tapped you on the shoulder and said I'm a bit offended by that. Apparently, at that moment, when the lady turned around, the lady behind her got sprayed.
Whoa!
Got some on her.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
She accidentally got sprayed. And the reason that she was flipping out was when I got over there, the lady that was second in line was going, oh, my God, do you know what I don't know what designer it was that she was saying.
Right.
But do you know this is
one are these three women involved now?
Just two.
Just two.
It's
So the lady when she turned around got it on her.
As it turns out, the lady while she was standing in line in this incredibly long line was discreetly breastfeeding her infant.
Right.
When the lady behind her tapped her on the shoulder and said, according to her, "Hey, I don't appreciate that." Apparently, the lady pulled the baby away from her breast, and some of the goodness sprayed on the lady. And meanwhile, I'm standing there with my mouth open, not because I'm shocked, but because I'm thinking she might strike a leak again.
You know, I don't know who to side with on that. You know, I mean, I think the lady that taps her on the shoulder to say you're offended, that's kind of rude because, it's kind of real life, and isn't it perfectly legal to do that? But on the other hand, if you're doing that, do it like at a park bench or something. Doing it in line at a checkout is kind of over the top.
This is why it escalated, and the argument that they were having was not that the lady got, like, boob milk on her.
Yeah.
The argument was, and this is what the lady in the designer suit was saying, you know, go sit down.
I agree.
And then she said, go to Starbucks. That's where everybody goes to nurse their babies.
Good to know.
She was like, well, hold on. I guess because there was a Starbucks, like there is everywhere. It's Office Depot, then it's like a Harris Teeter, and a Starbucks next to it.
Boy, I don't know. You know, that to me strikes me as the kind of thing that you would bitch about after the fact but not confront the person.
Yeah.
Especially feeding their child. But then again, the lady that's in the line, that's not really the most appropriate. I am so in the middle of
as
this.
Somebody,
I normally have an opinion.
As somebody who walked in on the last second of this little drama, I found myself siding with the woman that was breastfeeding, not for the obvious reasons,
right.
Please, but because the lady behind her had such a stick up her butt with her. And I know, is it Donna Karan?
Donna Karan.
Donna Karan. Yeah. This is a Donna Karan suit. I suppose you're going to pay my dry cleaning bill. And it was, she was saying stuff like, I know in your world all you do is buy Slurpee cups and come and buy construction paper, but I'm here on business today, and I got to go to an appointment now, and what am I supposed to do because I've got your breast milk on my suit.
Sounds like that lady was on the edge. Mm-hmm. Sounded like she was just looking for something.
She shouldn't have tapped the lady.
Hey, it's the dog days. You know that, Buzz?
Yeah, everybody's tempers are flaring.
It's the dog days. Well, did you race to anybody's assistance at all? Did you weigh in or just observe?
I just didn't look.
Step in with your hanky.
How did the date end? Who won? Were there fisticuffs?
No, there were not. What happened was once they realized that they were causing a scene, and it's a good thing that you have mongoloids like they have working at the desk there. There was a guy, really, these women could have pulled out semi-automatic weapons and started shooting each other. And this guy was just staring ahead, like at a crack in the wall, like, I don't even see this happening.
Didn't even see the breast.
No, I mean, he was checking out the first person in line.
Yeah.
The lady with the baby was next. The lady that bitched was behind her. Oh. Then there were four or five people behind them. He did nothing. A manager finally came over, you know, and said, hey, what's the problem? Which is when I heard the recap, and how it ended was that the guy said to both of them, is there anything I can do? And they both said no. And then the manager opened up a separate new lane
for
the lady with the breast milk on her jacket.
Well, that was the right thing to do, I guess,
not
on the manager's part.
Nine babies or less.
I don't see women breastfeed that often.
Not
a lot
often
of women
enough.
Don't do it in public.
I don't either.
You know?
Was either woman attractive?
I hate to say it, the bitchy woman really was hot.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
The mom?
The Hausfrau.
Average.
Was the bitchy woman blonde?
She'll pretend blonde, I bet.
Yeah.
The woman that was doing this, I'm guessing from the looks of her, maybe she'd had the baby 5 minutes before she was actually at Office Depot.
Oh, she's on her way home from the hospital.
maybe so. She was just, she had that, I've just given birth to a baby and I'm out and I really don't care what I look like. I know women, when Frida was like that, you know, you reach a point when you say, I'm going to get out and I don't care how I look. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that was her whole thing. She didn't even have a nursing bra on. She just lifted up her T-shirt and put the kid underneath the shirt.
Well, why didn't she just go back to Woodstock?
Was the kid's head?
She took the brown acid.
Was the kid's head under the shirt?
Mm-hmm.
So it was like she was hiding the child.
Yeah.
You know the line that got me? I was at Petco this weekend where they sell stuff for dogs and cats and
sure.
fish.
Right.
It's Petco. It's a
it's like a store?
It's a pet store.
A retail outlet. Yeah.
And he was cutting the back. It appeared to be the back of a tank, a fish tank. Like a design, I guess you put it on the back of fish mm-hmm. tanks to make your tank look bigger.
Right.
And it took seriously, it took 25 minutes. It was ridiculous. I was standing up there. When I finally got up there, I said to the guy, my God, I think the fish is going to die. I bought a new fish. The fish is going to die. And he says, I'm not a microwave, sir. I'm a regular oven. And I just laughed.
Wow,
it was so stupid. It was so stupid that I just laughed out loud. All my anger went away. I'm not a microwave, sir. I'm a regular oven.
I know how you could have corrected that.
That was too funny.
You pulled your T-shirt up.
Oh, tis the season.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Howdy. Yeah.
Domingo y Miguel.
Hi there. Hola. Hola. Hola.
Hola. Mike, I've got a couple words of maybe some advice for you. I understand that you're taking happiness in your ex-wife's new purchase. Remember these three lovely words.
Yeah, thanks.
I deleted that.
Appreciate it. Well taken. Wish I could have put that on the air. So
all right, we're back.
Guy didn't say anything dirty. He
nothing
said
dirty at all.
Something legal that I didn't understand.
Yeah. I did.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, hey, Don. Hey, Mike. This is Dan. I'm just calling to make a comment about that whole breast thing you were just saying about just now.
What?
You know, I have two children. My wife has breastfed both of them.
Yeah, that's sexy.
And yeah, it is. But besides the point, you know, it really pisses me off that that business lady even said anything.
Yeah. I think we all agree with it. I kind of leaning to that side, uh-huh. too. Yeah.
And, I mean, okay. You and I both agree on it, so, you know. It's
well,
kind
Don,
of,
you were there, and you thought that you felt that way, too, that the lady
yes.
with the attitude. That,
yeah.
That's a little too type A.
You know, if you had carried it at the situation with a little bit of just, you know, finesse it a little bit,
mm-hmm.
it would have been cool.
No
and besides, I think that the lady behind in line was well, the celebrity she most resembled was Campbell Brown.
Okay.
You know, I mean,
yeah,
that,
I know what you're
that,
talking
that tall,
about. Yeah.
Super skinny.
I'm saving the world. I'm important.
Right. Yeah.
You're not because you just happen to be bringing children into the world and she
right.
diminished the woman's importance.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing something to be eco-friendly. This is not a Koran.
I have to get to work.
What are you going to do about this? And while I was out all weekend, as it turns out, Rob, there was a weird phone triangle going on between my son and Rob
right.
and me.
Oh, yeah.
Where we all were all weekend not able to sync up on phone calls. When Jan and I went to see the Bourne movie.
Right.
Like a good patron. Hi there. Silence your phone,
good
right?
You.
So I look at it vibrates and I see that it's Bart. I say, well, screw it, he can wait till the end of the movie. I get out of the movie, I call him back, I say, what's up? He said, no problem, I had a match game emergency and I had to call Rob.
Ah.
Yeah. So as it turns out, I think his buddies and he was sitting around, and here's a shock. They were drinking and watching the match game.
That's a fun activity.
What? And they wanted to know who Brett Klugman was?
They wanted to know the name of the raspy-voiced lady.
Ah.
And he texted me, and I tried to reply via I can't text. I can't do it.
Yeah.
So
right.
I just called him. And mm-hmm. he had already known it because he called his friend's mom.
Ah, very
but,
good.
But it was weird. I spoke to Bart more this weekend than I spoke to you.
Yeah, Brett Klugman.
So I get out of
Summer,
the movie.
Summer,
and
yeah.
So I get this from Bart that he's talked to Rob, right? So then I finally call Rob and I make contact with him for a second. I'm like, hey, sorry that Bart called you. He's like, no problem. Bart's cool. And I said to Rob, listen, watch the NASCAR this weekend. The guy in the number 29 car, it's a Reese's peanut butter cup car. And they have that picture of Elvis on the side of it.
Oh, they got it with the banana peanut butter cups.
Yes, and it says there's a little star on it. It says Elvis. And Rob immediately identified. He said, is it the Hawaii Elvis? Like, yeah, right, wearing the white jumpsuit.
Because they're using three Elvises to market the the peanut butter cups.
That's a pretty car. I bet that's a pretty car.
So at that point, I'm in the middle of a million things, and I'm just returning calls with Rob. And I said, okay, just watch for that. I'll talk to you later. Goodbye. Now, as it turns out, Sunday, Jen and I were busy running errands outside a lot, missed a couple of calls from Rob, got a voicemail from Rob, again, one of his coded calls.
I was around a lot of people.
It's like, hey, buddy, tried to call you. I guess you're out. Man, you don't know how nice it is to be out here where it's about 100 degrees waiting for the effing Moody Blues. Say, do you know the difference between a squall and a thunderstorm or a cloudburst? Because I'm going through it right now. I'm
that rain?
There was rain. We were covered most of the time, but the people on the lawn were screwed.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. I'm having a great time. I love the Moody Blues, and also I've seen Jack Diamond.
All right.
You did see him?
That was one of the biggest treats of the concert. Yeah.
Perfect.
Jack Diamond was there, and we were in the encore tent.
Hey, yeah, thank sure. you. Thanks a lot. How's he looking?
Round. And I always forget how short he is.
Yeah, he's a little guy.
Because he's got a pretty thank big you. Voice, and you see him, and
you
is
short.
You
hear that voice, and you expect a bigger man.
And I was with my mom. I took my mom to see the Moody Blues, and I said, hey.
Oh, I forgot. It was your mom. Not, that's right. You were doing something nice for somebody, but you didn't want to do it, and it was your mom, not your wife. I'm
so,
sorry.
Oh, I don't do anything nice for her. Come on. Get it right. And I said, that's Jack Diamond. She says, his hair and his beard are white, but his eyebrows are jet black.
Hey, thank you. Interesting. Thank you. He looks like a panda.
So he is. He was in a nice black, well-draping, I'm not fat shirt. And his eyes were nervously darting around, and then I lost him.
Hey, so, thank you.
Yeah, but he loves the Moody Blues.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Go see the Moody Blues. Going to get over there and see the Moody Blues. Yes, sir. Thanks so much. You know, really, Ray, thanks so much. So kind. So kind of you to see the Moody Blues.
You have nice eyebrows.
Oh, thanks. They don't match my beard.
But about that time that he said on the air that he was opening for the Moody Blues.
That's right.
You happened to be at that concert as well.
Yeah, I do like the Moody Blues. And it turned out he was playing on a platform maybe about 6 by 10 feet by the beer cart.
Out of the concession area.
Diamond Alley.
Out of the carnival area.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Yeah, appreciate it.
I'm so used now to getting the coded calls from Rob. I remember the good old days when you could just speak openly, whether it was your mom or your wife, whoever it was.
It wasn't so much her as the 20,000 other people.
It was just like, hey, I'm having a really great time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It smells like ass.
fun had by all.
Okay, so that's, oh, I know. Right, time. Gotcha.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry to be so abrupt.